You see, what's amazing, why I'm blown away is because he's a wonder in that it was this awesome God who knelt down and put some clay together, understanding the nervous system, the respiratory system, the digestive system, understanding every system in the body that this amazing God creates on the sixth day. He creates this body, and then he breathed into it the breath of life, and this body that he knows everything about, that he created, when the fullness of time came, he decided to put on a body himself. And what's a wonder is God can't die, God can't bleed, God can't feel pain, but he chose to put himself in a position to feel pain. And when they nailed him to the cross, that they put the nails through his wrist, right between the nervous system, where the nerves are most sensitive. And he was the one that architected the nerves in the man he made. And he said, I want my hand like that so I can feel pain that he will never have to experience if he accepts me. That's a wonder. I will make it so that I will have to, it will be hard for me to breathe. Asphyxiation, that when you spread me out, I can't use my diaphragm to breathe. I'm going to intentionally place myself in harm's way so I can ransom, save, reach the people I love. So today we come to this service for that reason. It's time now for us to partake of the what we call the Lord's Supper. This is a tangible evidence to say, look, I want you to do this in remembrance of me until I come, to remind you that my body was broken, my blood was spilled on a cruel cross, and nobody can take my life. It wasn't Pilate, it was but the cat of nine tails, not to mention the horrific beating that he took before he walked those several miles, before he was nailed to a cross. He was unrecognizable, he was naked, he was beaten to flesh and bones. Naked. They show us the nice, you know, version where he had some cloth on. He had nothing. And he said, I'm doing it for you. And today, I'm just going to ask my elders to come join me. We're going to pray. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless the Lord's Supper. And we're going to ask him to do this because this is part of our life. You can't, if you don't have bread, you're not sustained. And see, the blood, the Bible says, life is in the blood. So the very life he gave, you, over here, the life he gave was for you and me, that we might have life. Let's pray. Father, now as we take these emblems, we pray that you would bless us. We thank you. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen.
come here today respecting, loving, and praising you for what you did, for your body that was broken. God, I pray that we never take it for granted. But because you went through what you went through, Father, you allowed yourself to go through what you went through. The Bible says you gave up your life, no man takes it. Because you did that, we have a chance, an opportunity of eternal life. And so, God, we thank you for the sacrifice you made. And we ask you, oh God, that as we worship you in a way that celebrates the body that was broken today, that it will be meaningful, not just for today, but tomorrow, next week, next year, and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Awesome, gentle redeemer.
The Bible says the same night Jesus took bread. The bread was a symbol of his broken body. As your teeth, your molars, and the rest of your teeth chew down on this bread, it is to remind us that sin broke the life of Jesus. He who knew no sin became sin in order to become broken so we can become whole. He said, take, eat all of it in remembrance of me.
Father in heaven, we thank you that you can take an ordinary representation for an extraordinary purpose. And we praise you that your extraordinary purpose does extraordinary things in our lives. Let us remember that you care about the regular people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name. Death could not hold the grave torn before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roared the praise of his glory. For you are raised to life.
the Bible reminds us that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness. And because of his death and the propitiation that he gave of himself. I mean, really, he did. Think about it. God had to have a body to believe. He went through a gestation period of 9 months. And when the fullness of time came, he was born of a woman, born under the law. Same principles that we are. And he lived a perfect life. And then he was offered up on a cross. Because the Bible says, cursed is the one that hangeth on a tree. You see, the devil not only wanted him dead, he wanted him cursed. That's how angry, that's how ugly, evil the devil is. He wanted God of the universe cursed because he couldn't have what he wanted, his throne. And to have relinquished his throne would have been given it to a creature. And a creature never could have managed this world like our Creator. So God said, if I made you over, Lucifer, you'd be the same, a creature. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll die on the cross. And even though they die, even though they experience death, I will take permanence out of death. I hope you got that. I may not take the pain out of death. It's going to hurt. It's going to sting. But I'm going to take the permanence out of it. So it's not the last. So when you go down in that grave, as Christians, they don't bury us. They plant us. And you plant what you know is coming back up. And so even if we die in the Lord, we're going to be resurrected and see him, and it ain't going to be over. That's just the party just getting started. And he said, I'm trying to let you know how much I love you. So what I want you to do is drink this emblem, my blood, because this is objective, empirical evidence. The best I can do. I don't want to show you everything, because if I showed you everything without faith, you can't please me. So if I gave you everything, you would walk by faith. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Trusting in a God, believing in his program. And whether you believe it or not, you are actually operating in his program by taking this blood. So he said, do this often as you can. When you meet, drink all of this in remembrance of me. Amen. Let the church say amen. Oh, you ought to feel better than that. Let the church say amen. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to step back. We're going to make a few announcements. The deacons will be at the door to receive an offering for the poor, which is called the Benevolence Fund. I'm going to step back so my deaconess can cover the table. You're going to hold your cups until the next communion service. This is like a token. Like you go to Disney World and you take home souvenirs. You're in Orlando, so say, I know we're in Winter Springs, but you're close to Orlando and you have a token of his love to take with you. I kind of jokingly said last night, put it somewhere visibly where you struggle. Somebody might have to put it by the TV. Somebody might have to put it by the refrigerator. I don't know. Wherever your struggles are. And this will remind you, he gave me the victory. I'm not a slave. I'm victorious. So when we go out today, I'm going to pray. And then as we leave out, in the praise team going to just give us something uplifting, something powerful. You did a wonderful job, Kyrie. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord why I can't sing like that. But we're going to do a duet in glory. Amen? We're going to do a duet in glory. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for what you did on Calvary. It's so meaningful. It's unbelievable to a certain degree, but it's real. You came to save us, ransom us. And what a joy it is to be saved and held in your grace. So, Father, as we leave this place, never your presence, as we continue to worship on this, your holy Sabbath day until the sun sets, may we reflect on your goodness all throughout the day. May we look up and see the sun and say that my daddy made that 93 million miles away. Too close, we burn up. Too far away, we freeze. But thank you, Father, for making what is called compatibility, marvelous adaptation. The eyes of all look to thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season, and you satisfy the needs of every living creature. That means, God, because you created us, no disrespect, you made yourself obligated to take care of our needs. And the greatest need we as sinners have is a Savior. And we thank you today for becoming our Savior. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we all say together, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.